Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. Presented by D'Agostino & Associates. The injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. I'd like to start off this ENN by saying good evening to Michael and myself.
It's about this really strange, socially awkward loser boxer.
Kind of like Don.
Good evening to Don.
I feel like a Kentucky Fried idiot.
And a Don.
I'd elope with that pick.
Don again.
Tomorrow I'm going to be at Dingbats.
See, Anthony? That's how you know Anthony's just coming along as a producer in every way possible.
Who's watching the kids while you and Nancy are cavorting at Dingbats?
My sister-in-law.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to be at Dingbats.
And also, Don, you missed this. You were walking back in the room. This is a troubling drop that we now have.
It's about this really strange, socially awkward loser boxer.
Kind of like Don.
How does that... Is that a friend or...
You're so right, Michael. I wish I was born in the Bronx.
Oh, man. By the way, Dave Rothenberg has chimed in.
What's a great man say?
He says that Malcolm Jamal Warner is tremendous on the show, The Resident. Thank you, Dave.
I love Dave, and I love everybody on the show.
I'm so glad that this is where we've landed. Coming up on the one-week anniversary of this, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's 1 week. And here we are. Look how far we've come along. All right, guys. Let's jump into the week's news, of which there's so much. Rich Simini.
He was born in Bimini.
Rich Simini from Bimini gave Barton Hahn his biggest takeaway from Woody Johnson's address today to the media.
He said he will, quote, absolutely be willing to spend big for a veteran quarterback this offseason. And someone asked him, you know, no matter what the cost, and he goes, well, of course, we have a salary cap, but he thinks that's the missing piece for this team. So I came away thinking, really reinforcing what I thought coming in, is this team's going to do everything possible to bring in an established starting quarterback. And he reiterated what Robert Saleh has been saying the last couple of weeks. They're not going to give up on Zach Wilson. Clearly, it seems like Zach will be back as a backup. And the other takeaway, I know fans get excited about this, or it kind of touches a nerve. There was no playoff mandate from Woody Johnson. I asked him directly, do Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas have to make the playoffs in 2023? And he says, I don't do mandates. But I think reading between the lines, I think he clearly felt this team was good enough to make the playoffs this year. In fact, at one point he said, I think we're loaded.
I do mandates. I think my friend Jeff's coming over to watch the playoffs on Sunday.
Is that G-E-O-F-F?
Yeah.
No, forget it.
Is he Canadian?
Is Jeff Canadian?
Yeah.
No.
Don, you see what we have solved a problem that you've had about the show for a long time. I don't know if you've realized what's happened. You'd think guests are whack.
Yes.
So what we've done now is let the other shows on the station have the guests, and we just pick and choose the best things they say.
Honestly, it's actually probably better. We have the best. Can I say it? We have the best guests. I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Stephen M. Bartholomew Young. I don't know if you're familiar with a guy named Jeff
Poindexter
Aloysius Passan. I don't know if you're familiar with a guy named Jeff. Don't call me Stan Van Gundy.
We've never had Jeff. Oh, Jeff Van Gundy, we have had on, yes.
Yeah, more than once.
But not G-E-O-F-F.
No.
Mike Breen's a great guest.
Oh, Mike Breen's a tremendous guest. We've had Mr. You may know him as the WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion. Mr. Roman Reigns on the program anytime.
We've had Aaron, Alexander, Anthony, and Duvar.
What?
Boone.
That is very, very true. What about...
Can I join?
What about Daniel, O'Shea, Orlovsky?
How about William Nathaniel Buck Showalter III, the best-looking manager in baseball?
It's a lot of good-looking managers we have on this show.
They're still whack.
We are actually going to talk about that on the hot stove tonight, Don.
Are you going to?
Yeah.
You have to. Here's Greeny, our friend. He comes on the show, too.
Sure.
He's a great guest, too.
Here's Greeny saying that the Jets OC position is somewhat desirable.
There are some people who are making it seem like Saleh is coaching for his job next year. I don't think that's the case. So that's one of the two big question marks of that job. The other one, of course, is who the quarterback is going to be. You're going to have to hire for this position before we have the answer to that question. But so long as the answer is not Zach Wilson, then I think people will be attracted to it. So go out, get yourself a veteran presence in this role. Good things could happen more quickly than we expect.
Mike Hunter Greenberg.
Is he serious? So if they finish 7-10 and they don't make the playoffs, Saleh's coming back for a fourth year, Greeny? You don't think he's coaching for his job?
Here's what I'll say. Here's why it could be an attractive job. Because if you get the right quarterback, there will be a huge jump, and you'll look very attractive. Look at Kafka, right? First year as the offensive coordinator of the Giants, and now he's interviewing for head coaching jobs. 1 year as the OC of the Giants. So that's the positive. The negative to me is, look at Ben McAdoo. Leaves Dallas, goes to Carolina to be the offensive coordinator for Matt Rhule in Carolina. Matt Rhule gets fired. Guess who else gets fired? McAdoo. So that's the negative of it. I'm going to join Saleh. We're going to underachieve for whatever reason, even if the offense is good. And then
everyone's out.
I'm going to get fired and be collateral damage, and I'm out, you know, 6 months later.
But the first thing he said was, it's a good job. Everybody thinks that Robert Saleh is coaching for a job. Mike doesn't think that? How's he not coaching for his job?
No, he's clearly coaching for
his
job.
He is an intrusive, meddling owner who obviously had something to do with the LaFleur situation. And if he doesn't make the playoffs, he's going to be back. Well, he is coaching for his job.
That's why the lack of a mandate is ridiculous. The owner just said, we're loaded. The owner is going to upgrade a quarterback.
Right, so that's his mandate, Don. You're right.
So you're telling me if he goes out and gets, just say for sake of argument, Derek Carr, the owner thinks they're loaded. He gets a legit quarterback in there. The team goes 7-10. Saleh's going to save his job? No. If they miss the play, even if they miss the playoffs, Michael, at 9-8 with tiebreakers not going their way,
right.
He's out of a job.
I agree with you. I'm surprised Mike thinks that way. Hey, by the way, Joe from the Bronx won a Yeti backpack cooler in a Superbox Bonanza. He's eligible to win the big grand prize and also first and third quarter halftime prizes as well.
It's all good.
The Yeti backpack cooler, that's key for any kind of tailgating or anything like that, hiking. Love it.
Superbox Bonanza!
Where do you see Yetis?
Out like in the wilderness.
Right. In the cold.
Sure.
And what are you trying to keep cold in the cooler? So a Yeti
Brewski
tells you that it's going to be pretty cold.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good job.
Derek Carr wrote a farewell message to Raiders fans.
I guess
he's decided, or someone has decided, this is over. It's especially hard to say goodbye because I can honestly say that I gave you everything I had every single day, in season and off season. It certainly wasn't perfect, but I hope I was able to leave you with more than a few great memories as Raider fans. I'll tell you guys what. I went on the radio down in Washington, D.C. today.
Ray Rowe.
With my friends JP and Brian Mitchell. and they asked me how I'd feel about Derek Carr coming to Washington. I'll say this to you guys. I don't know that I'd be falling over myself. But when you're coming out of a season, and by the way, Don, there's so many mirrors between the Jets and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, again now, no quarterback, no OC, same head coach, right? Great defense, weapons, same kind of spot. I would be really excited, though, for Derek Carr. Similarly, for the reason I would think that Jets fans could be excited about bringing him in. Not just about the physical play, but to me, he does seem like a rock-solid locker room leader. They went through a lot of adversity there. He had to get that team through the John Gruden controversy, the drunk driving controversy. There's a lot of things that have happened on Derek Carr's watch. And I know he wasn't perfect this year, but I feel like he's been a pretty steady hand for that team.
Yeah. He's also got, you know, some weapons there and didn't really take advantage of them and didn't have that great of a year. We all thought the Raiders could be a playoff team.
I mean, for the record, though, aren't the standards interesting? This is considered a really down year for Derek Carr. How different are Derek Carr? Now, the biggest difference, of course, will be the running yards, and that's a big difference. But how different are the passing stats for Derek Carr and Daniel Jones in what's considered a give him $40 million a year kind of year and a this guy's on the way out kind of year? Michael, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're looking at Derek Carr threw for over 3,500 yards.
Go ahead, keep going.
24 touchdowns, 14 interceptions.
Okay, a bit high in the picks.
Now, he only ran for 191 yards.
Any touchdowns?
He did.
He had to rush for a couple. Come on, give me a couple.
He's not a runner.
No, he's not. But you still got to sneak in one, don't you? I think you do. I think Daniel ran for 8 touchdowns. I mean, that's a big number.
Look at Justin Fields' running numbers. That's impressive.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's like George Rogers back there.
Why George Rogers of all the people you could pick? I'm just curious about the way your mind works. Walter Payton, Bear.
He's the first.
Bobby Douglas, a running quarterback, a Bear.
George Rogers, the first. Actually, you know, I knew Peyton first, actually. Walter Payton was like my first favorite player, probably. But George Rogers, my first Redskins running back.
I love George Rogers.
Oh,
you know
he was
why
a man.
I love George Rogers? Because that's who the Saints took, and then the Giants took Lawrence Taylor.
Don knows how to
think. Georgie. 102 yards rushing, excuse me, no touchdowns.
It's okay. So you said he threw for 3,500, 24, and 14. Daniel Jones?
What was it, 3,200, 15, and 5. Okay. And 7 rushing touchdowns.
That part's great, and the yardage there is great. I'm just saying, listen, Jones had a better year. I'm just saying, in one guy you're going, oh, my God, he could be our future. The other guy you're going, oh, this guy's really falling off. Meanwhile, you look at Derek Carr's previous years. Derek Carr's had a 30-touchdown season before. Derek Carr's put up big numbers in a really dysfunctional franchise. I don't know. I just sort of like Carr's game. Maybe I'm an idiot. It's always in play.
He also looks like he has a tattooed eyeliner.
Wow.
Hmm.
I never thought about that. Let's hear from John Harbaugh, who's kind of running out of things to say about the Lamar Jackson injury situation.
I don't have any really thing to add on that. No updates at this time.
Look at Twitter.
Because fans do. They go and they say, oh, this has to be contract related. What do you say to fans that think that that's the reason of this?
I don't really have anything to say to them right now because I'm focusing on the game. You know, really, I mean, that's what we're focusing on. So that's it, really.
Well, that's quite a testament to his quarterback.
Is there a Huntley update, Anthony?
How about a Brinkley one?
I don't get it.
Don's the only one who gets that.
Huntley and Brinkley?
Used to be the NBC news team that won against Walter Cronkite.
Huntley is throwing, so Huntley could play. I mean, guys, I'm not saying Huntley is Lamar Jackson. Listen, Lamar Jackson, fall off a huge cliff, you land on Huntley. Fall off another two cliffs. I don't know who the third string. Who is? Do we know the third? It's Anthony
You're
Brown.
The work of David Blow?
Yeah. Because once you get to third string in this lead, you're David Blow territory. That's where you're at, no matter who it is. Look at Skylar Thompson. He's David Blow.
Dave answered you back for your attack on him at home?
No, he wasn't offended. Maybe I'm an idiot. It's always in play.
Now, this show's pretty significant. So at what point does David Blow just go with David Blow?
It's a great question.
When he has a bad game.
You're saying when he David Blow. You just put an S on it. When he B-L-O-U-G-H-S's. He really blowed today. All right. One of the really crazy stories of the last week, of course, was Dana White getting into a physical confrontation with his wife at a club on New Year's and smacking her across the face after she hit him. Here's Dana White being pushed on, will there be a punishment for himself?
Nobody's happy about this, you know. Neither am I. But it happened. And I have to deal with it. And what is my punishment? Here's my punishment. I got to walk around for however long I live. Is it 10.4 years or is it another 25 years? And I got to, this is how I'm labeled now. My other punishment is that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people, whether it be media, fighters, friends, acquaintances who had respect for me might not have respect for me now. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life that are way more of a punishment than what I take a 30-day, 60-day absence. That's not a punishment to me.
I'd like to see someone pull that in court one day.
Oh, yeah. My God. I was just thinking the same thing.
You know what, Judge? Listen, Judge, I know you're throwing 30
years. I've got to live with this.
But listen, as bad as 30 years in jail would be, you know I have to live with this every day? Isn't that enough, Judge?
Oh, my God. First of all, how do people expect him to like discipline himself? He owns the whatever it's called, right?
UFC.
UFC, he owns it. So what owner is going to like discipline himself?
Well, what about Endeavor, who technically bought UFC? Like, could Endeavor...
Yeah, but Dana White is UFC.
I wonder if Endeavor could say to him, though, we would like you to step aside for...
I hate to say it. Why should I say it? I hate to say it. Oh, my. He's a phony. He said he would never accept that for any of his fighters. They'd be gone. And here he is. He's not gone.
And what really disturbed me about watching the video on social media is the amount of people that responded saying, well, she hit him first. What do you expect? Like, people still are of that mindset that made it okay what he did. Like, we are such Neanderthals, really.
Yeah, but we don't even know why she hit him. Maybe he did something awful.
But right, no one knows anything.
But even if she did it for the heck of it, that's not the response.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
I'm wondering, why doesn't ESPN do something?
Well, what could ESPN, I guess ESPN
they're
could.
They're just partners. I mean, what are you
going to
do?
They're partners of him. Well, this is unacceptable. You better step down.
Oof, step down, that would be the end of the relationship with UFC. I'm not saying that's the wrong decision.
Well, they have a contract with UFC, so the contract remains with Endeavor. So, I mean, if one of their employees did that, we'd be out of a job.
Then there's a question that goes a little bit beyond the scope of this show, Frank, and what we do on this show, about behavior like that, and is it a death penalty, or is it something where someone can go to rehab and deserve the opportunity to rehabilitate?
Well, you're right. That's beyond this show. But he said if anybody ever did that in UFC, they'd be gone. It's unacceptable. It's a line that he draws. And then he did it on video. And nothing happens to him. Oh, he's got to live with it. So all the fighters that did that, too, that he said they would be gone, they have to live with it. Why would he take their jobs away?
It's everything you're saying is valid. Right. It was pretty disappointing. I mean, I can't say disappointing, to be honest. I haven't thought that highly of Dana White for a very long time, but it was still disappointing to see. I mean, that's not something you expect. I may not agree with some of the ways he operates and treats people. I think he can be a real he can be a little bit over the top, but I never expected that.
No.
That was not in my my bingo card for 2023. All right, before we close out here, Aaron Rodgers on his future. This is actually from a couple days ago, but let's hear Aaron Rodgers. I promised it, so I have to deliver. I
want to take the emotion out of it and have the conversations and see where the organization's at and see how I feel after some time has passed.
Aaron, do you think is the decision all yours, you think? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think there's got to be mutual on both sides.
You'll appreciate this, Don. On the aforementioned program that I call into on Thursdays with the great Brian Mitchell, I think this is right up your alley. He declared that anytime someone brings up the possibility of Rodgers coming to Washington during the offseason, he's leaving the show. He's walking out of the room. Because he's not playing the game with Aaron Rodgers again. He's just not doing the dance of like, will he, won't he, he's back in Green Bay. That is probably the most likely scenario here.
Especially with all the money on the line.
It's so much money. He's either out.
It's hard money to trade. Let's put it that way.
That's ENN, brought to you by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offers throughout New York and New Jersey. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back. I, Lapdog, out.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.